discussing the laws of Kriyas HaTorah, specifically with regard to Hagba and Glila. The Mechaber tells us that a person is obligated liros heksav, to actually see the writing of the letters, the words, as the Torah is being raised, v'lomer, and to recite, as we're all familiar, v'zos haTorah. So it's brought down in Piskei Teshuvos. It says, "Ein adam lahaskil bi'amiras v'zos haTorah." A person is not allowed to begin this tefillah of v'zos haTorah only el b'shah shrol negin einav esaksav shel sefer Torah. Only when you actually see the sefer Torah facing you, when you actually see the letters, you can see at least it's facing in that direction. V'oz yazchil omer v'zos haTorah. Because how can you say v'zos haTorah when you don't actually see the Torah itself? You see the back of it, you see the side of it. So therefore it's necessary to wait until you get a good view. So the question is if that's necessary, that you can't wait, you can't start right away. So maybe you have to say the whole sentence very quickly, so that the second that it turns away from you, you should be finished. That's not necessary. He says, V'yochel l'amshich b'yamiris ha-pasuk afshik sav ha-sefer Torah kfar eino l'negin eino. The fact that it's now moved not in your direction, that's not a problem. As long as you began v'zos haTorah facing it, and then afterwards, even though you're continuing reciting it, it's not a problem. But he says, "Avim roa rak study sefer Torah." If you only saw the sides, so we mentioned or me'acharav lo yomer b'zos haTorah, which is an interesting halacha, because as so many shuls do, it's not that the person recites b'zos haTorah individually, but it's sung together. And the question is if that's necessarily the best practice, because as it's being sung, is it so that as everyone is saying it together, that everyone actually saw it already? And it's certainly possible that if it's begun to sing at the point that at least everyone had the opportunity to see it, even though you no longer do not see the Sefer Torah, the actual words, that it's not necessarily to be such an issue. And the Mishnah Berurah focuses on this idea of actually seeing the letters, that it's, you don't actually have to read it. It says, V'af she'enu yochul likros es osios. Even if you can't, you don't have 20/20 vision, that's okay. Ki omin merachok, you're standing far away, shabradami koshihu neged aksav. As long as you're reciting it neged aksav, that it's in front of you, even though you can actually read the words of the letters, that's not an issue at all. He continues and says as follows, as u'minhag olam, this is actually something which we discussed on Shabbos before Kriyas HaTorah, says the minhag olam, which is found in many sidurim, and he includes, for example, the Siddur HaShla, Siddur HaYavitz, and many of the other sidurim which can be found, that we find the pasuk of the Zos HaTorah Asher Sal Moshe Nifnei B'nei Yisrael, was saying that we conclude it, as we all are familiar, Al Pi Hashem Biad Moshe, which is a very nice statement. And in fact, the English is, this is the Torah that Moshe placed before the children of Israel. And then we add, Al Pi Hashem Biad Moshe, upon the command of Hashem through Moshe's hand. So that sounds like a beautiful tefillah that we're reciting as the Torah is being raised. There's a big problem with it, as we mentioned, is that if you would actually look in the art scroll, which has footnotes of where the various psukim and Tanakh are taken from, you have the first half, v'zos haTorah asher sal Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael, stop there, that's taken from Sefer Devarim, Perek Dalet. And then the last five words, al pi Hashem b'yad Moshe, is clearly not a pasuk unto itself, but rather it's taken not only not from Sefer Devarim, but it's taken from a completely different Sefer, from Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Tes. And as we mentioned, because of this, some people are out in opposition to recite those last five words of Al Pi Hashem Biad Moshe. Why? Because as it states in the Gemara and Megillah, Kol Psuk D'lo Paskin Moshe Anon Lo Paskinin. We do not have the ability to break up and divide, split apart Psukim. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu decided that this is how the pasuk is supposed to be read, this is how it was given to him from Har Sinai, Therefore, that's exactly how we are supposed to read it. We don't have the right to decide to cut and paste like it's some type of a Word document. It's necessary to read the pasuk in its entirety. And we mentioned that this was a question with regard to the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachmim, the 13 Midos of Mercy that we recite, Hashem Hashem, that we end off in the middle of the pasuk. And we also mentioned, connected to Parshas Bereishis, that when it comes to Kiddush on Friday night, we begin V'hier V'hi Boker, which is not the beginning of the pasuk. It's right in the middle of the pasuk, which again is the question of why one is allowed to do that. And he says that there are actually those that do not recite this. They do not recite the words Al Pi Hashem B'Yad Moshe because of this issue. Some people take the opposite approach. Shehanochan Lomer Metchilos HaPasuk, that it's better, instead of just saying Al Pi Hashem B'Yad Moshe, you start from the beginning. Al Pi Hashem Yachnu V'Al Pi Hashem Yisau Es Mishmaros Hashem Shemaru Al Pi Hashem B'Yad Moshe. That's the entire pasuk, and I'm not sure if I've heard many people recite that, certainly not out loud, but that's the issue of how we are allowed to do it, but somehow it's found in our Siddurim, and that's the general practice of many kehilos throughout the world, that in fact it's done, even though it's something which apparently goes directly against the Gemara, as well as halacha of dividing psukim. So he says, however, yesh, there are those people that give an answer, that respond, that hamino ki pa'amim matzinu sh'omrim chatzi psukim lefit sarach enin. He says, for some reason, we do find this elsewhere, and therefore we should not tamper with this minhag if that is in fact one's custom. And we mentioned before the on Shabbos the opinion of the Magen Avraham that the only time that this is an issue is only in a scenario where you're taking the pasuk and you're just splitting in half for no good reason. You're learning and you decide to split in half. However, in the event that it's part of tefillah, if it's instituted as part of davening, as part of tafnunim, as part of supplication, then he says that's a heter. And that's the reason that's given why we're allowed, when it comes to Kiddush, to start in the middle of the pasuk, even though some people like this actually recite the whole pasuk and do not begin from Behir Abihi Boker because of this issue, but because of the leniency of the Magen Avraham, because it has something to do with tefillah, therefore we have room to be makel, to be lenient. Rabbi Chanan Mechash, 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 Rabbi Chanan Mechash,